Hello, everyone. Welcome to the sixth Think Now Research Podcast. This is our monthly podcast in which we will go over our most recent report. Think Now Research is a culturally integrated market research agency. We integrate Hispanic, African American, and Asian insights into custom market research for companies and government agencies looking to thrive in a changing demographic environment. You can find us on the web at thinknowresearch.com and on Twitter at thinknowresearch at thinknowtweets. My name is Mario Carrasco, a managing partner of ThinkNow.
This is Roy Eduardo Kogliachuk, also a managing partner.
And this month we'll be going over our report on fast food restaurants. We'll be taking a look at things like what restaurants are preferred among Hispanic, African American, Asian, and white consumers, as well as average spend, party size, and most important factors in deciding which restaurant to choose. You can download our free report by visiting thinknowresearch.com and clicking on our download section.
Right, so if you would like to sort of follow along with what we're doing, you can pause the podcast now and download the free report from the website so that you can sort of have a visual representation of what we're doing, although we will try to paint a mental picture for you as we go along. In terms of what we're going to be looking at, they're the results of a nationally representative survey of Americans where we break out the results by ethnicity. So we're looking specifically at African Americans, Hispanics, Asians, and non-Hispanic whites. The base size for each group is about 250 respondents, except for Hispanics, where it's 615 respondents because we broke that one out further by Spanish dominant bilingual and English dominant Hispanics. So it's over 1,000 base size, and each of the ethnic groups was quoted to represent their distribution geographically in the country. So it's a really nice nationally representative sample. One other thing, as I mentioned, the data we will be looking at breaks out the ethnicities individually. However, we can run this data in many different ways, including a total read where we weight the ethnicities to the proportion that they represent in the U.S., and thus we're able to get total market reads as well, and certainly anything that you don't hear about us talk about today, you can ask us via our website.
Yeah, go to thinknowresearch.com. If you see any data of interest that you wish was cut a different way, you can reach out through our contact us on our website. So we'll be diving in here to the survey results. First thing we took a look at is frequency of eating at fast food restaurants. We wanted to see if there's any differences or similarities in terms of the ethnic cohorts. And how much they frequented fast food restaurants. So here, taking a look at a slide, if you're following along, if you downloaded the report, we're now on slide 7. We'll see that Hispanics and, interestingly, Asians are topping the list there in terms of frequency. So Hispanics at 63% and Asian at 61%. Asian isn't something that you traditionally see kind of out there in terms of research of fast food. I mean, does this strike you as different, Roy,
a couple reasons why these numbers would.
Oh, and it's once a week or more, by the way.
Right. So in order to, so painting a mental picture, frequency of eating at fast food restaurants. How often do you eat in a fast food restaurant? Once a week or more, where we have Hispanics, whites, African Americans, and Asians. As Mario mentioned, Hispanics and Asians. 63% for Hispanics, 61% for Asians are the highest.
Visiting once a week.
Visiting once a week. Well, whites were 51% and African Americans 58%. So a couple reasons. One is where they geographically live. So Hispanics and Asians are more likely to live in urban settings and thus more exposed more to, mm-hmm. to fast food than people living in rural areas. So that would make sense that they would have a higher frequency. Age also, Hispanics younger, Asians younger, non-Hispanic whites are the lowest frequenters of fast food restaurants, and they're also the oldest demographic and that we're looking at. So no, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot in play there in terms of what would increase that. I guess my surprise came from, you know, typically, and we can probably look at this data, since, you know, fast food frequenters, except especially those on the higher end, tend to be mid to low income, which makes sense for, you know, Hispanic or African American, but Asians tend to be kind of higher income. I mean, higher income than non-Hispanic whites, even so, that correlation doesn't really jive.
Higher income also equates with eating out more. Again, a lot of different demographic trends intersect here. So I think we'll see the types of
fast food
restaurants that they go to are going to be different. It's not the same list of restaurants, and they're not looking for the same attributes in the food that they buy. So, generally they will spend more. Well, actually, we have that in this one, don't we?
Yeah.
I think that'll answer your question as to, you know, what are they getting out of the restaurants that maybe Hispanics aren't?
No. So moving on to slide 8, this slide here, we were looking at days, you know, which days of the week are Hispanic, whites, African American, Asians, you know, frequenting fast food restaurants, and is there any difference there? So the question is, do you usually go to fast food restaurants during the week, on weekends, or both? Weekdays only, we see, you know, the highest percentage of respondents saying weekdays only is white and Asian. I guess. And so why it's 19% saying they frequent fast food restaurants on the weekdays only, and Asians 20% versus Hispanic and African Americans post that 14%, which tells me likely frequenting it, eating out for lunch at work, right? Mm-hmm. That's
right. So when I look at this chart comparing weekdays to weekends only, I see non-Hispanic whites, it's a work thing. And I see Hispanics, it's a weekend thing. And
yeah,
so and that tells me it's also probably a family thing.
Yeah, you want to go over the kind of the percentages for weekends only?
Yeah, so if we look at weekends only, Hispanics are 20% of them weekends only, non-Hispanic whites 14%, African Americans 10%, Asians 17%. So the highest weekend only respondents are among Hispanics. I would venture to say that it is a family thing where you take the kids. If it's a McDonald's that has a playground area, your kids, two birds with one stone.
And that makes sense with the, you know, demographic story, non-Hispanic whites more likely to have less kids.
Right. It also, you know, if it's in an urban setting, the play area at McDonald's is a stand-in for a park for kids in a lot of situations. African Americans, interestingly, highest to say both weekends and weekdays at 76%, and the rest of them are in the 60s. So for them, there is a difference between weekdays and weekends, but it's not as pronounced as, say, for whites or Hispanics.
Yeah, so African Americans, you know, where they kind of where we see the biggest difference is that they're more likely to go both weekends and weekdays, so it's more of a regular, I guess it's just more of a regular occurrence as opposed to just weekdays or just weekends for African Americans.
Right.
And so moving on to the next slide, and this will probably shed a little bit more light on the weekdays and weekends. We looked at, you know, occasions. So for what meals do you usually go to a fast food restaurant? Is it breakfast, late breakfast, lunch, a snack in between lunch and dinner, late evening snack and other. So as you would imagine, you know, the highest percentages we see for all cohorts are at lunch, but there's some interesting differences there. Actually, Asians significantly more likely to go at lunch, 71%. And then second, there is African Americans at 69%, and then Hispanics and whites both at 63%.
Right. And one of the things, if you're following along, you'll see we've got charts for breakfast, late breakfast, lunch, snack in between lunch and dinner, dinner, late evening snack, and other. And above the charts, you'll see some letters. And those letters are letting us know where we find statistically significant differences. And the first one that jumps out at me is for breakfast, where non-Hispanic whites, 27% of them, choose to usually eat breakfast at fast food restaurants. Now, that's significantly higher than Hispanics at 19%. So
that gives me another, you know, demographical intersection, like you said. You know, non-Hispanic whites are older, right, than the other cohorts, and, you know, who typically goes to breakfast at a fast food place, right? Mm-hmm. You find, you know, older population. Mm-hmm. So I think that points at another kind of difference in terms of age with Hispanic and Asians.
Yeah, and the other one that jumps out to me is the snack in between lunch and dinner. Mm. That one looks really interesting to me because African Americans, 32% of them, is the highest statistically significant compared to Hispanics at 24%, non-Hispanic whites 26%, Asians 30%. But at 32%, African Americans, they view that that's actually higher than, you know, that snack between lunch and dinner for them is higher than breakfast.
Yeah,
you know?
Breakfast, late breakfast, yeah. Late evening snack.
Yeah, yeah, so that is the third most popular meal for them. It's that snack in between lunch and dinner.
That's interesting.
Yeah, in terms of who's frequenting fast food restaurants in between the lunch and dinner rush hours.
And then dinner, whites topping dinner, 58%.
Yeah. Yeah, that one is surprising to me. That you know, they usually go, you know, what meals do you usually go to a fast food restaurant for? Dinner at 58%. That is a statistically significant difference compared to both Hispanics and Asians, because 58% of whites, 47% of Hispanics, 48% of Asians. Now, dinner is the second highest for all groups.
Right.
So that's, there's some consistency there. But if you're planning your dinner menus in terms of ethnically who's most likely to show up, that would be your non-Hispanic whites.
Right. Moving on to the next slide, slide 10. Here we're taking a look at who are people going with when they're going to a fast food restaurant. So the question is, are you more likely to go to a fast food restaurant by yourself or with others? So looking from left to right, by myself, African Americans top that list at 37%, which is statistically significantly more than Asians at 32%. Interesting, though, we don't have statistical difference in non-Hispanic whites, even though the base sizes, I would assume it's the same, right? It's probably higher than all the groups. Or I'm sorry, no, I said it's not versus white, it's versus Hispanic. So African-Americans much more likely to go by themselves than Hispanics.
Yeah,
at 26%.
Yeah, so the by myself for African-Americans being the highest here, I think tracks with the previous slide.
The snack, right?
The snack, yeah. So if you're going for an extra meal in between lunch and dinner, you're probably sneaking that meal.
You're not bringing your family.
You're not posting that on your Instagram feed. Maybe you are. I don't know. But that seems like an indulgent snack that you would have more by yourself, and it would be consistent with this next slide that we're looking at on page 10.
Yeah, and it's consistent with the next selection was with others. You know, African Americans at the bottom of the list.
Yeah,
only 40% report going to a fast food restaurant with others. Whereas you look at whites, 57%, Hispanics, 53%, Asians, 52%. So most of the time, more than 50% of the time, the other cohorts are going with others. Whereas African Americans, it's only 40% of the time.
Yeah, so 40% and 37%, it's very similar, so they're about as likely to go with others as by themselves. So thus, probably different menu items, different choices that they're going to make. You're probably going to order something slightly different if for that in-between lunch and dinner snack than you would for, lunch or dinner. More likely to... the type of thing I would imagine someone might order would be like a McFlurry or...
I think of like the dollar menu stuff too, like fries or a snack wrap or I don't know.
Yeah, something a little...
Not a full-on meal.
Yeah, maybe not even something where you actually sit down in the restaurant to eat it. Maybe it's just something you grab and go with.
And then the next one about the same, the percentages here are not too much deviation. So Hispanics, 25%, most likely to report that they go by themselves and with others, about the same. 20% for whites, 27% for African Americans, and 22% for Asian. The next slide here, slide 11, who do they go with? So the question is, when you go to a fast food restaurant, who are you most likely to go with? The options being, I usually go by myself, family as a whole, children, spouse or significant other, friends, parents, grandparents, other family or colleagues.
Right. So the children one is the first one that I would go to, and we see that Hispanics are at 26%. Non-Hispanic whites are actually at 26% as well. African Americans, 22%. Asians, 21%. So I was expecting to see Hispanics having the highest children.
Top, yeah.
They do. They're both at 26%. It looks like the Hispanic one, there's a slight in the decimals. So it looks like it actually tops the list. Family as a whole as well, Hispanics, 30%, non-Hispanic whites, 27%, African Americans, 27%, Asians, 31%. So,
yeah, Hispanic and Asians topping the list in family as a whole.
Yeah. So,
and then to that story of, African Americans here, trends again, usually go by myself, they top the list there at 25%.
Yeah.
Versus 22% of Asian, which is pretty high as well. And 17% Hispanic and 14% white going by themselves.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I if we were to add up, the family, because you have family as a whole, then you have, children, spouse, significant others, then you also have parents, you have grandparents as well, and you have other family. Interesting, African Americans have the highest other family at 9%.
Yeah, that was an interesting...
Other family, 9%.
Cousins.
Cousins, yeah. Uncles.
Uncles, yeah.
That's higher than any other group, like significantly higher than African, than Hispanics at 4%. I'd be interested, who is that other family? And family networks among African Americans appear to be a little bit different than the other groups.
Mm-hmm. And then moving away here on slide 10, kind of moving away from occasions and who we're going with, here we're looking at spend. Approximately about how much do you usually spend at a fast food restaurant when you go by yourself versus with others? And overall, the trend, of course, people are spending more money when they go with others versus when they go by themselves.
Right. So with others, Hispanics being the highest, the others most likely being family, they have the largest families of any of the ethnic groups. So at $29 is what they normally spend when they go with others. That compares to $27.80 for non-Hispanic whites, $24.90 for African Americans, and $26.10 for Asians. So that makes sense. The Hispanics would actually spend the most when going as a group.
Yeah, because the group size is larger, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then by myself, again, Hispanics topping the list there at $8.90 versus non-Hispanic white at $8, African-American at $8.50, and Asian at $8.70. Although Asian's pretty close there at 870 versus 890.
Part of this has to do also with geography. So Hispanics, and as we mentioned, Hispanics and Asians live in urban areas, and they live in states that have higher costs of living. So I saw a chart yesterday that said, you know, what is a dollar worth across the country? And in California, where we're at, it's like 88 cents, whereas in the rural South, it's like worth like $1.15 or something. In like New York.
And they're taking like things into account, like rent or how much.
Yeah, and rent, food, and stuff. So you're more likely to pay, more for a Whopper in New York City than you are in Shreveport, Louisiana, you know, because the rent is higher and the cost of employment is, you know, everything.
Right.
So this would be an interesting thing to, you'd have to isolate by geography as well. Like everyone living in California, everyone living in, you know, by state or something, or census region might work. But
yeah, but I was thinking about it a little bit differently when you mentioned geographic, not necessarily, you know, menu changes, but the type of restaurants you're going to. You know, restaurants in Los Angeles, you have, yeah, there's fast food restaurants, but you have a higher end fast food restaurant than you would in Shreveport, Louisiana. It's probably a different type of restaurants that you're getting in the urban areas, right?
You're gonna get letters from people in Shreveport saying,
yeah,
you've
no,
got
right.
the best fast food restaurants, and I'm sure they're awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's certainly a different mix. A lot of regional chains that are really popular, and I'm thinking, I grew up in Chicago, White Castle is very popular. I don't see any here in California.
I think we have In-N-Out, right? And In-N-Out is more expensive than your average burger.
Right.
So,
okay. Yeah.
So here, this may actually give us some insight into this, you know, geography, you know, fast food restaurants visited in the past 6 months. So we asked, which of the following fast food restaurants have you been to in the past 6 months?
Yeah. So the interesting stuff to look at, it's four columns. So if we start at McDonald's, past 6 months, Hispanics, 65%, whites, 59%, African-Americans, 66%, Asians, 58%. So while there is some difference there, they're all, you know, within 5 or 6 percentage points of each other for McDonald's, because it's McDonald's is ubiquitous. Same thing with
so that's at the top of the list for everyone, right?
Yes, it is. So it doesn't matter what group ethnically you're in, you are more likely to have visited a McDonald's in the past 6 months than any other restaurant, any other fast food. Subway is in the second position, and I believe that is true among all the ethnic groups as well. So it's, you know, number one and two are McDonald's and Subway. I think no surprise there. Burger King, number three, I think it still holds, yeah?
No.
Oh.
Asian. So for Asians, Starbucks is actually number three at 49%.
Uh-huh. There's
a...
Wow. Okay, right. So...
There's a spend. You know, Starbucks is not... It's not cheap, and you're probably not, you know, you're probably getting a coffee that's $10,
yeah,
you know.
Right. So the interesting thing for me is that the top three, the top two for sure, you have pretty consistent, but then as you move down the list, because Starbucks, I think this is sorted on Hispanic, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, it's like the eighth down. Now you have some pretty radical swings, where Asians 49% visited a Starbucks in the last 6 months, whereas African-Americans, 21% of them, non-Hispanic whites, 28%, and Hispanics, 33%. So that's really radical.
I mean, what's interesting is just how big those differences are from Starbucks, 49% of Asians going in the past 6 months versus the next highest Hispanic at 33%. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
And the fact that Hispanics, more likely to have visited a Starbucks than non-Hispanic white, for example, is surprising to me at 28%.
Yeah. And then other notables, a couple rows above it, we have Wendy's. African Americans are fans of Wendy's. 46% of them have visited one in the past 6 months versus everyone else is in the 30s, in the low 30s. Well, 31% for Asians, 33% white, and 35% Hispanics, and compared to African Americans at 46%. So that's a really interesting comparison.
And down in the bottom here, I mean, this is beyond the top 10, but like In-N-Out, look at where Asians are at, 24% versus only 6% of African Americans, 10% of whites, 19% of Hispanics. And this is kind of the geographic thing that you're talking about.
Right, right, right.
Because In-N-Out is only West Coast.
Mm-hmm. So to get a per market read on these things would be super interesting because a lot of the differences are, certainly related or tied to the geographic distribution of the restaurants. So White Castle, which I mentioned, is way towards the bottom. Hispanics and Asians, it's 5% and 4% respectively, whereas whites and African Americans, it's 9% and 10%. And that has more to do with where are these restaurants located in the areas in the Northeast that might have more whites and African Americans than, California, which has more Asians and Hispanics. So Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, 35% African Americans, is by far just crushes. They crush the competition here, where non-Hispanic whites, 14%, Hispanics, 17%, Asians, 20%. So it's a real outlier.
Yeah. And then, other things like looking at, is there a connection between the type of food served, like, Asian food, Mexican, Hispanic fast food? And there is, right? So like Panda Express, Asian food, there's a correlation there. 31% of Asians visit in the past 6 months, which is higher than all the other cohorts. Hispanics at 22, whites at 13, and African American at 12.
Oh, remember?
And then Del Taco, right? Hispanics, 12%, significantly higher than, whites at 5%, African American 6%, Asian at 6%. So I think those things are interesting because a lot of those, those companies don't necessarily target specific minority groups. They just kind of, hey, we're Asian food, but there's something there, right? There's something, there's something there in terms of it is attracting more of the particular food that they're serving in terms of culture.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, one of the things that I remember seeing Panera was popular among Asians in another study that we did,
mm-hmm.
and it's being reflected here as well. So Panera, 29% of Asians have visited one in the past 6 months.
But is that a geographic thing too, though? Panera's.
No, there's definitely something there because Asians and Hispanics are tracking pretty similarly in a lot of different markets. Whereas here, Asians, 29% of them visited a Panera, whereas 19% of Hispanics, 22% of whites, and 12% of African Americans. So Asians are fans. And I think they're also fans of Chipotle, if I'm not mistaken. Is Chipotle on this list?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
And then you mentioned you had taken a look. So we did this study in, not the same exact study, but a similar study in 2015. And you looked at that and you mentioned a drop in Chipotle, right?
Oh, yeah. So I think it's the next, see what's on slide. The next slide. So actually, yeah, we'll discuss that. And then when we get to the top five restaurants, which is in a couple slides, or maybe it's even.
So this next slide is, moving on, slide 14, we look at fast food restaurants visited most often. So different, not just past 6 months, but which of these fast food restaurants do you eat at most often? And there's some correlation there, right? McDonald's, again, tops the list. And not any significant differences here. 24% Hispanics cite eating at McDonald's most often. 21% of whites, 25% African American, 20% Asian. Subway is number two. However, it's tied with Burger King for Hispanic. So,
yeah, and then it's fairly close for the rest. Burger King and Subway are competing for that number two spot. Well, whites, it's 9% for Subway, 8% for Burger King. Asians, it's 7% for Subway, 6% for Burger King. And then African-Americans definitely have a skew towards Subway at 11% versus 8%.
And then some other skews, you know, Wendy's again.
African-Americans,
8% versus only 3% of Asian, 5% of whites, 4% of Hispanics. Chipotle for Asians, 7% of Asians saying they visit Chipotle most often versus 4% of Hispanics, 1% of white, 2% of African Americans.
So slide 15 is when I compared this to last year. So slide 15 asks, which of the of these fast food restaurants would you consider to be your favorite? And McDonald's is number one across. That's usually the case. Chipotle last year, though, was in the top five for pretty much everyone. And this year, it's fallen out of the top five for everyone except Asians. So they're staying loyal. McDonald's, for all the negative press they had, it was a pretty much a flip. As you recall, last year, everyone was, you know, talking about the demise of McDonald's and the ascendance of Chipotle. This year, it's the reverse. You know, everyone's talking about McDonald's and to some degree Burger King. You know, Burger King has come up with some interesting menu items. Have you heard of the Whopperito that's coming out? I think it's coming out next week. Yeah, so they took a Whopper and they took the ingredients, changed the mayonnaise for queso sauce, and wrapped it in a flour tortilla. And so it's basically a Whopper in a blender, wrapped in a tortilla, kind of.
Well, I heard the chicken fries, of course, but then there's the... Were they the ones doing... have you heard of the... So you know Hot Cheetos?
Yeah, the Cheeto...
The Cheeto mac and cheese?
Yes.
I mean,
I love the fact that they're trying stuff, right? Yeah, they're thinking...
Well, that's the Taco Bell route, right? Just constant innovation. You know, they did great with that, the platform, the Dorito platform, you know?
Yeah, so, and although I think Taco Bell has milked that probably as far as that can go, and now Burger King is coming up with some interesting options. But
one thing that jumps out to me here, there's a tie for Hispanics for fifth place, Chick-fil-A and In-N-Out. I don't know, did you see Chick-fil-A last year?
No. I don't remember seeing Chick-fil-A.
No wonder if they're creeping up, you know.
Chick-fil-A is one of those interesting ones that they're limited by geography. It's really hard to find a Chick-fil-A in Southern California.
They're becoming more. There's more of them now. I've seen more now lately, so maybe that's what's helping, right? Because Hispanics are in the West, and as they come out into the West, maybe they're making some inroads there.
Right. So quick summary of the slide. If we're looking at the five top restaurants, McDonald's, number one across the board. Burger King is in the top five for Hispanics and for whites, but not for African Americans or Asians. Subway is in the top five for everyone except Asians. Taco Bell in the top five for everyone except Asians. We're seeing a trend here. Which one of these is not like the others? And that would be Asians. They, in their top five, they include Panera, and they include Chipotle. None of the others.
KFC, which is interesting.
Yeah, KFC is in the top five for Asians. They are, the only other group that has them in the top five would be African Americans. They have both KFC and Popeyes. African Americans are the only ones to have Popeyes in the top five. So I'm surprised that Asians do not have Subway in the top five, considering that, you know.
Well, it looks like Panera is kind of taking the place of that in the terms of the type of restaurant, right?
Well, Panera's food is a little bit more fast casual than Subway's is. But yeah, I guess it's American you know.
I think of sandwiches when I think of Panera. Yeah. I know they offer more than that.
So. Yeah. But yeah, so there are definitely some key differences in terms of what you consider to be your favorite and similarities. If you move on to the next slide, it looks at factors that people consider when choosing fast food restaurants. And I know that last year there was a lot of talk about healthfulness and healthy food. I know that McDonald's last year was doing a lot with their menu. They're still doing things with their menu, but I just remember a lot of news stories last year about healthier food options,
yeah,
salads.
Yeah, that's what I focused the blog based on this report on was I found it interesting that health has kind of taken a dive in terms of, you know, important factors when choosing a restaurant, right? Because like you mentioned, last year there was this big push and there's still push. I mean, I know McDonald's has just taken out some
corn
kind
syrup?
Of bad ingredients.
I think it was corn syrup and some preservatives.
Yeah. So which is good. So maybe
their sauces.
Maybe that's what's happening. Maybe health is just kind of a given now. And so that factor has lost importance because it's kind of like, well, it's a given. It should be healthy, and now these are the other factors that should be important. And so looking at that, has great tasting food, of course, topping the list for everybody. And then has low prices. That isn't, and that isn't number two for everyone. So it's number two for Hispanics. It's number three for whites, so provides a good value is number two for whites. Number two for African Americans and number two for Asians. So number two for everyone except whites. And provides a good value, which is, I guess, similar to has low prices, is number three. But if, you know, looking at health or health related, uses fresh products. I mean, that's down. That's not even in the top five. Is healthier than other fast food restaurants. Not even in the top five. I think that's an interesting change that, you know, healthy eating isn't a top factor. Maybe, again, it could be.
Yeah, it could be just assumed.
Just assumed, yeah.
Can be in and out quickly. That's a really interesting one because for that one, Asians top the list. So 20% of Asians consider that as a key component, whereas 14% of African Americans, 13% of whites, and 12% of Hispanics can be in and out quickly. So Asians definitely have a pronounced desire for the if it's a fast food restaurant that they would like it to be fast. So
and then another one is that whites more likely to say has a drive through service. So white's much more likely to drive through.
Geography. Most whites are in the suburbs.
10%.
Right.
Yeah.
So if they're in the suburbs, they're getting there in their car. If you're in the city center, you're most likely walking. So whites definitely need the drive throughs. And then the next one, let's see, has at least one item I love. That's Hispanics are at 7%, African Americans 4%. Has great specials, very low for Asians, only 3%, whereas African Americans, 8% of them. So there are some interesting differences in these slides.
Yeah, and I think we've headed up our time here, but there are a couple more slides. So encourage you to download our latest fast food report on our website, just to give you some, you know, what's on the other slides that we're not going to be going over here on the podcast. We look at statements. So the question is, please select the restaurant or restaurants that you feel are best described by each of the statements. And then we break out the restaurant and the statements there. And then we go into, you know, the demographics breakout of each of the cohorts, age, education, median household income. So again, if you have any questions that aren't here in the report or covered on the podcast, please contact us via our website at thinknowresearch.com. And thank you for tuning in.